If you would open your New Testament and turn with me to the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2. We'll start reading in verse 11 here in a second. Romans 3:23 says, All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. Not one of us is perfect. Not one of us can say we have not sinned. And since we're not perfect, the only hope we have of heaven is through the grace of God. If you will, please read with me, beginning in verse 11 of Titus chapter 2. It says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed, and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." So we're all sinners. Not one of us is perfect. And the only hope we have of heaven is when God sent his son to this earth and he lived a perfect life and then he died a cruel death on that cross for our sins. And that's his grace. We don't deserve it. And of course, we are very glad that he gave that to us. But without his grace, we cannot obtain heaven and eternal life. If you will turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, we'll read verse 1. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." We don't deserve anything, but God gave us everything. He gave us that hope of heaven. He gave us that hope of eternal life. How much more do we owe God? It says that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice. We should make our lives here on earth. We should make it our whole life revolved around worshiping God and serving him, because he deserves everything from us. If you have been baptized and have began that walk and began serving Christ and set aside your life for him and made your body a living sacrifice unto him, but you have fallen away from that and you have not been serving him in the way he instructs us to do so, you should come forward this evening and make your life right with God. And if you have not yet began that journey and set your body as a living sacrifice unto him, now is the time to do so. If you would come forward and name his name and be baptized for the remission of your sins and begin that walk. If you will, please come forward and do so at this time while we stand and sing.